And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
A robot priest that beams light from its hands is giving auto blessings in the same German city where Martin Luther launched the Protestant Reformation. 500 years after Luther published the 95 Theses in the town of Wittenberg in the state of Saxony-Anhalt, an evangelical church unveiled an automatic blessing robot for the special celebrations. The robot on show is called Bless You Too and was developed by the evangelical church in Hesse and Nassau. It consists of a metal box with a touchscreen, two arms, a head with electronic eyes, and a digital mouth. After the robot wishes users a warm welcome, it asks if they want to be blessed by a male or a female voice. It then asks the believer, "What blessing do you want?" which results in the robot making a mechanical sound as it raises its arms to the heavens and starts to smile. Lights then start to flash in the robot's arms as it says, "God bless and protect you," as it recites a biblical verse. After the blessing, the user has the possibility to print the dictum. Church spokesman Sebastian von Gieren says, "It's an experiment that is supposed to inspire discussion." Von Gieren explained that they consciously decided against a typical human appearance. He said that reactions vary wildly, with one half thinks it's great, while the other cannot imagine a blessing from a machine. Remarkably, von Gieren said that especially people who have little in common with the church are attracted to the robot, with many people now coming every morning and evening. Brunhilde Hotz-Methang, a visitor to the church celebrations in Wittenberg, said the robot was interesting and courageous, even though it lacked the human touch. She said, "We have to think of new ways beyond our core communities." Yet 500 years after Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to a church door in Wittenberg, the robot priest will not replace humans anytime soon. Von Gieren said, "The machine should not replace the blessing of a pastor. In the future, there will not be a blessing robot in every church." The movement towards healing the 500 years of separation between Lutherans and Roman Catholics takes a step closer in New Zealand next week. On Sunday, the 4th of June, Lutheran Bishop Mark Whitfield and Cardinal John Doo will open a formal dialogue for the two Christian denominations with a combined ecumenical service in Sacred Heart Cathedral to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Year of Reformation. This is a significant milestone for New Zealand Roman Catholic and Lutheran communities, signalling a commitment to ongoing dialogue. Cardinal John commented that this year as we mark this anniversary and remember through prayer with our sisters and brothers of the Lutheran Church, it is a pleasure to announce on behalf of the New Zealand Catholic Bishops Conference that we have initiated a formal dialogue with the Lutherans. Over several years, we have had dialogues with the Anglicans, Presbyterians and Methodists. Those bilateral dialogues are now extended as we officially start working, praying and discussing with the Lutherans as we continue to work towards Christian unity. Bishop Mark Whitfield's comments echoed those of the Cardinal. "I'm delighted that we have had the opportunity in this Reformation commemoration year to celebrate our common baptism into Christ and to worship together. I also look forward to Roman Catholics and Lutherans working together to seek avenues of practical pastoral cooperation and support and to explore joint worship and ecumenical hospitality for the sake of strengthening a joint witness to the gospel in Aotearoa and New Zealand." The US Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, released its 2017 annual report on the state of religious freedom in selected countries. Overall, said USCIRF Chair Thomas Rees, the Commission has concluded that the state of affairs for international religious freedom is worsening in both the depth and breadth of violations. In the 2017 report, the Commission calls for Congress and the administration to stress consistently the importance of religious freedom abroad for everyone, everywhere, in public statements and public and private meetings. The International Religious Freedom Act requires the US government to designate as a country of particular concern, or CPC, any country whose government engages in or tolerates particularly severe religious freedom violations that are systematic, ongoing, and egregious. To fulfill USCIRF's mandate to advise the State Department on which country should be designated as CPC, the Commission researches and monitors religious freedom conditions abroad and issues an annual report on countries with serious violations of religious freedom. This year's report calls on the Secretary of State to designate Russia as a CPC, partly due to its continued use of its anti-extremism law as a tool to repeatedly curtail religious freedoms for various faiths, most recently the Jehovah's Witnesses. The Jehovah's Witnesses' right to religious freedom is being eliminated through a flawed application of this law, said the chair, Thomas Rees. The recent Russian Supreme Court ruling bans the legal existence of the group throughout Russia. In 2017, USCIRF recommends that the State Department again designate the following 10 countries as CPCs: Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. USCIRF also finds that 6 other countries meet the CPC standard and should also be so designated: the Central African Republic, Nigeria, Pakistan, Russia, Syria, and Vietnam. USCIRF remains concerned about the securitization of religious freedom, citing Bahrain as an example where the government has cracked down on the Shia Muslim majority, yet the US administration is lifting human rights conditions on weapon sales to that country. Thomas Rees said that religious freedom should not suffer under the guise of seeking to ensure national security. Some governments have made efforts to address religious freedom concerns. For example, USCIRF does not recommend Egypt and Iraq for CPC designation in 2017, as it had for Egypt since 2011 and Iraq since 2008. In Egypt, while ISIS affiliates increasingly targeted Coptic Christians, the government took some positive steps to address religious freedom concerns, although the rest of its human rights record has been abysmal. In Iraq, while the Iraqi government has sought to curb sectarian tensions, ISIS has committed genocide, ruthlessly targeting anyone who does not espouse its extreme ideology. Egypt removed the security chief of a province south of Cairo, where Islamic State militants last week killed 29 Christians travelling to a remote monastery in the desert, an acknowledgement of the lapses by authorities in dealing with the attack. According to an Interior Ministry statement late on Monday, Major General Faisal Duida was transferred from his post and was assigned the position of Deputy Director of the Security Forces. It is not clear if the position is in Minya. Duida's transfer was ratified as part of a wider reshuffle in the police that included 13 other Interior Ministry officials who were removed from their posts and appointed elsewhere. The attack on the Coptic Christians last Friday, on the eve of the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, has shocked many in Egypt. It was the fourth assault targeting Christians since December, attacks that have been claimed by the Islamic State group and have killed more than 100 people in all. In the Minya attack, masked gunmen had ambushed a bus carrying the cops to St. Samuel the Confessor Monastery, about 140 miles south of Cairo, unleashing mayhem. Later, survivors of the attack recounted moments of horror with children hiding under their seats to escape the gunfire. Egypt responded to the attack by launching a series of airstrikes that targeted what it said were militant bases in eastern Libya, in which assailants in the Minya attack were trained. The independent Cairo daily El Mazra Al-Youm reported on Tuesday that an investigation had found that there were no security forces on the stretch of the desert road leading to the Minya monastery or on nearby roads, allowing the assailants to easily escape. In April, the Islamic State group bombed 2 churches in the northern cities of Tanta and Alexandria as Coptic Christians were celebrating Palm Sunday. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a 3-month state of emergency afterwards. IS has vowed to step up attacks on Coptic Christians, who account for about 10% of Egypt's 93 million people. A Jehovah's Witness was attacked by her husband, who feared she was going to cancel Christmas, a court has heard. Jason Mortimore struck his wife Rachel in the face 3 times with a magazine before burning her Bible and other religious documents in a garden incinerator. Mortimore, 46, admitted racially aggravated assault and criminal damage at Exeter Magistrates Court. He was fined a total of £666, but the court did not impose a restraining order on him. The court heard that the couple had been married for 12 years and have 3 children. In November, Mortimore saw that his wife, who has returned to her faith for Jehovah's Witness, had thrown away some Christmas brochures, and he assumed that she was not going to celebrate the festivities. Before she could explain, he hit her with a magazine around the face, the prosecutor said. A few days later, they had a row, and she woke up to find him burning her Bible and other religious documents in the incinerator. Mortimore also dumped other religious leaflets in the recycling bin. He denied the offences in a police interview, but said the relationship was under strain and he did not want their children to be influenced by her religion. Peter Sain, defending, said his client had pleaded guilty at the first opportunity. And finally, in the US, a Muslim man who says Little Caesars served him with a pizza with pepperoni made with pork has filed a lawsuit seeking $100 million. The Detroit Free Press reports the lawsuit filed in Wayne County Circuit Court says the pizza sold in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn was labelled halal, meaning it shouldn't contain pork and will be prepared in a way that follows Islamic law. A Little Caesar statement says the chain cherishes our customers from all religions and cultures and believes the lawsuit is without merit. The lawsuit seeks class action status. It says Mohammed Bazzi twice ordered halal pizza containing pork. His attorney says the lawsuit aims to deter others from accidentally ordering food containing pork from the restaurant. Dearborn has a large Muslim population. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.